This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Second hour of the program coming up. Elon Musk not going to be joining the board of Twitter. We can also talk about psychedelic mushrooms and more. Whatever, of course, is on your mind, you can join the show at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Actually, we haven't even gotten to any show prep. It's been callers so far tonight, which is refreshing.
I'm actually sort of surprised that the Tom Woods stuff hasn't brought out more callers, but, I mean, it's still early in the show.
Well, there's one on hold, actually, right now that we're going to get to here in moments. But with you tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
We go to Thomas on the line in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Thomas.
Hey, guys. It's good to talk to you. I hear you guys, you know, standing up for Tom Woods and stuff, which I'm glad to hear that. But sadly, I've heard Free Talk Live over the last year or so start to give in on that a little bit to that statutory rape BS. I mean,
give in on what?
The whole statutory rape, sexual misconduct, they're giving in to the, seems like I hear you guys, not so much you, Ian, but I hear others, badmouth Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell and, you know, everything they're accused of is all to do with teenagers, but they call them like they're pedophiles, you know,
I have not heard that from hosts on this particular show, and I'm on 6 out of 7 nights per week. So, I mean, the situation, though, there was quite different than a Tom Woods relationship with a teenager.
Epstein was involved in a lot of things.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely were putting those young women in quite a different situation, although I will still not take away their ability to consent, and I have always questioned...
We said that then, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've always questioned the fact that these girls kept going back for more money.
Right. And they were paid, and they were at least, you know, teenagers, older teenagers to boot, and totally consented, but yet I hear him called like he's a chomo or child molester nonstop without question.
And no, I don't think you've heard that on this show.
Not from you, Ian, at least. But,
well, I'm on the show 6 nights out of the week, so I would have remembered hearing something like that from one of my co-hosts.
I mean, there's plenty of negative stuff to say about Jeffrey Epstein, but...
Yeah, like he hung with politicians. That's another worst thing.
That's a terrible thing.
That, and he apparently had a blackmail habit, which, you know, maybe one of the big reasons that every time Israel wants our government to do something, it does.
Yeah, that was a suggestion, was that he was working for the Israelis, right? Yeah. All right, Thomas, anything else you want to share?
I just wanted to comment on that. It just seems like everybody, you know, just calls him a child molester, no question. But even the people putting the charges against you and all that, I haven't seen any evidence of any actual children being victimized.
No, I had not heard anything about that either, and they certainly didn't bring anyone to the, you know, to testify to that end. The girl that was going after him was, I believe, 17 at the time when she was in his employ. The one that got photographed with Prince Andrew, that one. You know,
that's the age most of the so-called underage ones were, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they did get younger, but again, they were always teenagers from what the reports that I saw. Thank you, Thomas, for the call tonight. The number is 603-283-6160.
I mean, it really goes back to what you were saying about Tom Woods, is that there's this huge desire among people, especially in the United States, apparently, to treat anyone under the age of 18 as though they're a 5-year-old.
And that's insulting.
It is.
To somebody under the age of 18.
I was living on my own at the age of 16.
Mm-hmm.
More than capable of making my own decisions. But according to these people, no, I might as well have been wearing diapers.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, their inability to recognize any distinction between a 17-year-old and a 7-year-old is terrifying.
unfortunately, that is appears to be what laws do to people. I mean, it's just absolutely ludicrous. But regardless, we go on with your calls and thoughts. Sarah in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live. Sarah.
So our governor is going to reduce the rail runner train service 75% until month of July, end of July.
What is the rail runner train service?
Yeah, so it's a train ride that goes from Santa Fe all the way down to Las Lunas, I believe.
Okay.
And so
they're reducing the amount of trains that are running or the amount of time that the trains are running?
No, the price. They're trying to give the customers a break. So
taxpayers are going to subsidize it then is what you're saying.
Well, yeah, people that are working to go on the train to go work a job in Santa Fe and people that live in Santa Fe that work in Albuquerque are going to get that benefit.
And people who never saw the train, never rode the train, will get to pay for it.
Yeah, but no, we get to pay for it.
Isn't that nice for them? Isn't that nice for them?
Yeah,
you get to jack their money for a train they never saw. Then they can't afford to get on the train they can get on.
But it's our governor that's doing it. So, you know, people are riding the train because they can. It's the gas prices. You know what I mean? Because they're on the train because they cannot afford the gas prices. So,
you just don't care about
it. Could have cut taxes on the gas.
So nobody made a point, Sarah, and you completely ignored it, as you tend to do. And his point was that everyone in New Mexico is being forced to pay for a train that most of them will never ride. And you're totally fine with that, right?
What, you mean New Hampshire?
No, New Mexico.
New Mexico,
that's
where
you
are.
Well, yeah, it's about community. It's to, you know, contribute
really?
And to share.
Well, why don't you send me $100 for no reason? Because it's about community. I should jack your stuff because it's about community.
If it were really about community, Sarah, here's the thing. If it were really about community, then the train, and we know Sarah loves a choo-choo, the choo-choo would have been funded voluntarily by the people in the community. They would have come together and done fundraising and given, you know, a big Kickstarter benefits or whatever it is they would have done. And they would have laid the track through voluntary means and the whole thing would run and it would make a profit. But it can't do that because people just don't care. And so the few politicos that are interested in trains, they pass this program and they force it down everybody's throats.
Yeah. If you want to live in a decent community, don't force everybody to pay for what you want.
Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. She doesn't care about decency, though. She's a communist. By the way, there was somebody who was pushing a train, a government train.
Pushing
here.
A train? That's
the
hard.
Idea. They're pushing the idea of the train here in New Hampshire that would go from Manchester to Boston. And luckily, I believe the good people of New Hampshire said, no, we are not interested in that.
Whoever had that idea should go from Manchester to Boston.
And stay there.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's not, as I understand it, that idea is not coming to fruition here. Because thankfully, the people that run the governments, which all governments are bad, but the New Hampshire government is less bad than the one in New Mexico. They're just much more frugal here in general, and they're just not likely to say yes to spending like that.
Well, thank goodness, right? Because we don't need a train to take the commute that, you know, thousands upon thousands of people are taking every single day without issue.
What do you mean?
I mean, thousands of people are driving from Manchester to Boston every single day.
They don't
need a train to do it. They already have vehicles. And I realize that communists like Sarah hate that idea of people having their own vehicles.
Individuals.
Yeah, how
choosing.
Horrible that these people can go anywhere they want, whenever they want.
Hey, if they thought they'd be better off on a train, they could invest in a train company.
Yep, and buy the land to lay the track and try to make some money off of it. Or just charge only enough to cover the cost of repairs. I mean, whatever, make it a non-profit. I don't care, as long as it's done voluntarily. But how many how many of these train projects out there have actually been done voluntarily since, you know, the 1800s?
Mm-hmm.
I suspect not.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of land to have to buy, and it's a weird portion of land to buy as well. It's like, I need this 6-foot-wide strip for the next 45 miles.
The number tonight, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. Elon Musk could do it, though. I bet if he wanted to make a choo-choo, he could do that.
I'd rather have him getting us off the planet.
Yeah, there's more on the way here. We'll talk about Musk and the latest from his...
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones open. You can join us here at 603-283-6160. Joining in the studio tonight, you got Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
You can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you there. We do have the Matrix Chat Server, which is an open source federated chat system, meaning you can connect with other people on other Matrix servers. It's a pretty cool system, and it's free to use, so head over to chat.freetalklive.com. You can get the step-by-step instructions as to how to get on the server. It does take a few hoops to jump through, but then once you're connected, it's really easy to use. chat.freetalklive.com. As we go back to the phones, to your calls and thoughts, we'll get into Elon Musk and Twitter here in moments. But first, Dan is on the line in Nebraska. You're on Free Talk Live. Dan.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, Dan.
So I just heard you guys talking about trains with Sarah. And
yeah.
I actually, if you could have guessed them, I am pretty sympathetic to Sarah's position.
Shocking.
But I feel like maybe she didn't explain it very well.
Would you describe yourself as a communist, Dan?
So the way I would describe myself is somewhere between a social democrat and a neoliberal. Do you know that my foreign policy beliefs are neoliberal?
Are those just newer words to describe a communist?
No. I believe in stuff like the values of neoliberalism would be stuff like, you know, free trade, also capitalism, but regulated capitalism, evidence-based policy. You know, it's the idea of the taco truck on every corner, you know, getting the best out of liberalism and progressivism.
So you believe in free trade. All right. Let's go on and hear why you think, if you can believe in free trade, why you want to have a government-funded choo-choo.
So I think that, well, look, and the thing is I'm not hugely into either side on that, but what it is that, you know, the cars themselves, I don't think are the future, and I don't think that it's good that we've built our society so much around cars, because the thing is, we had a choice at one time to either build our society around trains or cars, and now that the cars have won out, everybody is, you know, de facto forced to get a car.
We actually didn't have a choice.
You have to have insured, inspected, and, you know, pay for your own gas, like, when for many people, if we got ahead of the game, they could have been spared all this huge tax on people, which is to have your own vehicle if you want to live in a state like Nebraska.
Okay, there's a few things to unpack here.
Hold on, he wanted to jump in.
The first thing that I would say to you is we actually didn't have a choice. That choice was taken away from us by the government, and they made the decision to rob us blind and then use that money to build a huge interstate highway system. So that wasn't something the American people chose. That was something that bureaucrats chose for them, and if they didn't want to pay for it, they put them in prison. So it may well have been a bad idea. Certainly there are problems with it, but usually when government takes people's freedom from them and forces solutions on them, those solutions don't end up being the best thing for the people.
I will also point out that, you know, trains only go where their tracks can take them.
Mm-hmm.
So vehicles have an automatic benefit in that there are more roads than there are train tracks everywhere. And maybe that would be different, right? If the automobiles had never, maybe there would be train tracks everywhere.
Without the government, we wouldn't need roads. We'd be hovering.
Mm.
That's also true. Right. Like, we would have flying cars if it wasn't for the government.
Yep, no doubt about it. So, Dan, what is it that you're getting to here?
Well, what I'm getting to is that, look, I think that there's a growing demand, I think, for public transportation and in anti-car sentiment amongst Americans. Because I think that now, retrospectively, a lot of us, you know, we want things to kind of go differently from here on out. And that's why I suppose I'm saying I'm sympathetic to Sarah's wanting to keep, you know, the trains going in New Mexico, because, you know, having a car is a pain in a lot of cases.
Okay, so you are saying you support government-funded trains?
Yes.
Okay, so you're not in favor of free trade, then?
No, free trade between countries? I mean, not a completely free market. I support things like free trade, though.
Okay. Yeah. So you're not in favor of tariffs, is what you're saying. You don't actually believe in people being able to trade freely from individual to individual.
I don't have a hard and fast rule against tariffs, but I mean, look, I want the outcome to
Okay, well, then you're not in favor of free trade between countries, then.
What are you in favor of, Dan?
It sounds like total control, and Dan should be in charge, and Dan knows what's best. Dan thinks that there needs to be government rails, so Dan is going to support the government rails because he believes, as he admitted to us last week, I don't know if y'all were on the show where he called and said this, that he's a utilitarian.
Yeah, I'll stand for that.
Yeah, and so therefore, what that means is that whatever Dan thinks the best outcome is, Dan is willing to take whatever steps are necessary to achieve whatever he thinks the best outcome is.
Well, utilitarianism is a philosophy based on the greatest good for the greatest number, and since everybody disagrees on what's good, then the way to get the greatest good for the greatest number is to have each person pursuing their own good in their own way. Because if everybody gets the same thing, most people aren't going to like it. If everybody has to listen to the same music, it's going to be bubblegum pop. And some people like that. But not everybody
likes. But if Dan doesn't get his way, he's not going to be happy. Nobody.
You guys, there's no way to have things like huge systems of trains without there being some type of central authority to plan.
Have you heard of the internet, dude?
If you have to throw people in prison and ruin their lives.
Nobody's going to get thrown in prison over this.
Oh, people get thrown in prison over taxes all the time. You're lying to yourself. You have to understand what a government is. A government starts out like a security company. Now, a security company comes to you and they say, hey, it's a dangerous world out there. If you give me some money every week, I'll protect you. Sounds great, right? A little bit of money, you get protection. But then the government gives you the other side of it. If you don't give me some money, they say, I'm going to come and burn down your house or rape your wife, or throw you in prison, or kidnap you. And that is when an organization goes from being a security company and becomes a criminal enterprise. That's how the mafia operates. If you don't buy a product from them that you don't want, they do violence against you. So your government and the mafia have exactly the same business model.
I want to give Dan a chance to respond to that. That's a great rant. Loved it. We're going to continue. We'll see what Dan has to say about the government being called out for what it is, which is a criminal enterprise, top to bottom. You can join us here at 603-283-6160 and bring up whatever's on your mind on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is unveiling new tough gun policies. In remarks at the White House, Biden is announcing steps to curb so-called ghost guns, which are untraceable.
We're going after rogue gun dealers. The last time we had data on this was more than 20 years ago. 5% of gun dealers sold 90% of illegal guns found at crime scenes. 5% sold 90%. These merchants of death are breaking the law for profit.
UNICEF says nearly two-thirds of Ukrainian children have been displaced since the start of the Russian invasion. An official says the situation is dire for those in cities like Mariupol, where kids have gone weeks without running water and working sanitation. The agency warning of the long-term effects on those kids' lives, education, and well-being. This is USA Radio News. Indoor mask mandates are back in Philadelphia. It becomes the first major U.S. city to reinstate mask mandates. The move comes as the number of coronavirus cases rose sharply in recent days, mostly due to the spread of the new highly contagious Omicron subvariant BA2. Philadelphia Health Commissioner Dr. Cheryl Bettengol says the uptick doesn't have to upend daily life.
We do not believe that there's any reason to panic or to avoid activities we enjoy and that are important to us. Our city remains open. By wearing masks, we can continue to go about our daily lives and continue to take part in the life of our city without contributing to increasing transmission of COVID-19.
Ukrainian officials say nearly 200 kids have died in the war with Russia. They report almost 350 other have been injured. However, the Ukrainian Prosecutor's General's Office noted the numbers aren't official due to active conflicts in various areas. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, join us if you want. You can bring up whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. Even if you're a control freak, we're happy to hear from you. We can talk about how it is you think you should force the world to be, or your local community, or whatever. Ian, Nobody, and Aria in the studio tonight. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We have Dan on the line in Nebraska. He actually called in reference to Sarah's call earlier, where she was talking about the choo-choo, the train there in New Mexico that... Sarah has just been in love with trains for a long time. Of course, she's a communist. And
it's a love-hate relationship that she has with the trains, from what I can tell. She likes the trains. She hates the train stops, right, because there are smokers there.
She's complained about the bus stops, but okay. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if she... Actually, we should have asked her if she's ever ridden the train that she was calling in about. That would have been a good question. But
she likes the train. She just doesn't... She wants somebody else to pay for it.
Yeah.
I'm willing to bet she's never ridden the train that she's talking about.
Dan said, I suspect you're right about that, because she would have no reason to go to Santa Fe. I mean, she basically just stays in her house in Albuquerque and calls talk radio all day.
Albuquerque.
Dan is with us here. He says he's not a communist, claims that he believes in free trade, but then when we asked him about that belief, he said, well, no, he's actually in support of things like government regulations and tariffs and all that. No, I'd like you to respond to what Nobody said before about government being a criminal gang.
Sure. So the first thing I would say is that, and I know this might sound kind of weaselly, but on the topic of the trains themselves, since people are already paying taxes for like a million other things, I don't know why you have to nail the trains down as the reason that people are getting sent to jail.
That's not a response to what nobody said about government being a criminal enterprise.
And for the record, the trains are not the worst thing they spend their money on. The worst thing they spend their money on is mass murder of children in Iraq, for example. Remember when Madeleine Albright was asked how she felt about killing 500,000 children, and she said, "Oh, it was worth it. I got what I wanted."
And second to the mass murder would be the mass incarceration that they do of their own people, I think,
yes.
For victimless crimes and things like that. But what is it that you have to say specifically to nobody's claims about government being a criminal enterprise, Dan?
Well, and I don't know if you want to go down this road, but you know that we have a little bit of disagreement about what the social contract is, whether or not it exists. Whether or not everyone
really
in society is automatically opted into it, I would argue they are.
How?
We should be able to straighten that argument out. Why don't you bring up show me a copy of the social contract and remind me of exactly when I signed it, because it's a contract is an agreement, right? You have to be willing to enter into an agreement.
No, Dan's already said that it's you opt into it automatically.
Well,
just
then that's not a contract. That's just something that one group of people forces on another group of people. That's called slavery, not contract.
No, okay, and I understand because, well...
Do you understand, Dan?
I understand I understand the point you're making. Like, I understand how you're getting from A to B. I guess I'm not in on all the premises yet, because I actually...
Premise number one, where is the contract? That's a pretty simple one, right? Yeah.
And what exactly does it say?
You are born into the contract from your parents, because...
So who consented to this contract?
So your parents can...
Who moved to America and naturalized themselves.
Okay, but I got forced into it.
I didn't move to America. I was born here.
Yeah, and your ancestors who naturalized themselves, you inherited their obligations and their benefits, too, from this contract
okay.
with your birth. That's what it means to be an American citizen.
Okay, hold on. My family beat the United States here. We were here first.
Really?
Really. My family's been here since 1620.
Well, okay. I don't listen. And they never became citizens somehow? I mean, I'm sure.
We were here first. The government then came and said, no, we own you. Here's a social contract proving it.
Mm-hmm. But they didn't show anybody a contract because it never has existed. And it never will exist because it's pure fantasy.
They didn't establish. They didn't make their own city. They didn't make their own state. They didn't.
No, they were here before there were cities here. There were no cities at that point, Dan. This is the 1620s. There was not a Philadelphia here.
Okay, well...
What if I decide to come up with a new social contract that says you have to send me a bunch of money so I can pay for things that I want and you don't? Isn't that just as fair as your forcing a so-called social contract that I don't want on me?
Go get the rest of America on board, and you know what? I'd probably
conclude. Well, that would be a lot easier if it wasn't for the fact that the rest of the country has been dumbed down through the government schools and propagandized.
People are more informed than they've ever been, and people are getting...
People are informed of more things that aren't true.
So, Dan, again, where's the contract, dude?
What do you mean? So you're telling me that when people are going to college more, they're getting more educated careers, you're going to brush out of office,
and studying women's studies so they can figure out how to be offended and push their victimhood on people.
Yeah, I think everyone in this room has a college degree, dude.
Unfortunately, I do have two.
And none of us are like, hey, we're more educated because of this.
I wish I could have my time back, honestly.
Educated than a high school graduate?
No.
College is high school with cigarettes. Dan, where's the contract?
The contract is your citizenship. It is that you
prove that I'm a citizen.
I never agreed to be a citizen.
Are you not a citizen?
Prove.
I would love to not be a citizen of the United States. Look, if they would just let me not be a citizen, I will happily not be a citizen.
They keep insisting that I am, but I'd like to see proof that I'm a citizen, because do you know what the definition of a citizen is? I mean, you went to college.
I didn't sign nothing.
You went to college, right, Dan? So you must be able to define the word that you're using.
So is a citizen not like a fully fledged, you know, legally recognized member of that nation?
Nope, that's not the definition of a citizen.
Okay, what is it?
Okay, so all you have to do is look it up in a dictionary, but I'll go ahead and give it to you because we've talked about this a number of times. And you can check it in a legal dictionary, and you can check it in a normal dictionary, and you will find the exact same definition. A citizen is one who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. Now, given that definition, which again is the same legally as it is normally, what evidence is there that the government has an obligation to protect me?
I know that you're about to say that cops aren't actually legally allowed and forced to protect you. And here's the thing is that, Ian, although in these certain cases, there's no particular case where they have to, what they do is they actually provide you a place to live.
The cops provide me a place to live?
Well, they provided me a place to live for a while when I was in jail. I didn't like it, and they wouldn't let me leave.
Again, Dan, my family was here first. The U.S. government didn't provide anything to us.
Okay, well, Arya, what happened with those settlers in the state of Pennsylvania happened between them? Pennsylvania, at the end of the day.
Yes, I'm telling you, they got enslaved by the state.
They applied to be admitted into the union, and then they were.
Whether or not the individuals there were on board with it, the politicians came together and said, this is our new government, and we're that's it.
Right? And we've got the guns, so everybody kind of agrees to it if they don't want to be murdered.
Yeah.
And here's the social contract proving you're okay with this. It's nonsense.
Thank you for the call tonight, Dan. The number is 603-283-6160. He's educated, though. He went to college. 603-283-6160. We'll talk a little bit more about, because he did bring up citizenship and then dodged my response, but I do want to talk a little bit further about an obligation to protect.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join us here. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian Nobody and Aria in the studio here tonight. And we were just on the phone with Dan in Nebraska. We're going to get into what's going on with Elon Musk and the potential takeover of Twitter in moments. But I just wanted to continue on the point I was going to make with Dan regarding, we were talking about this so-called social contract. Of course, we asked Dan for any evidence that the thing exists, and naturally he could not provide that because
I mean, he didn't even attempt to.
Well, right? How could he?
That's the sad thing, is that he says that this document exists, but when we ask him for it or any information about this, he just goes, oh,
he knows it's not a document.
You consented to it because you exist here, and the U.S. government gives you land or whatever nonsense he said.
Yeah. I thought they paid me. They made me pay them for land that they didn't give me. I thought that was how property taxes work.
Yeah, right. If you don't pay them, they kick you out of the land.
But they provide you nothing.
Yep. The whole thing's a scam from top to bottom, and the thing is, he knows there's no social contract. He knows there's no document. It's just a pure political fantasy. It's something that they like to talk about, and then when you finally call them on it, they just simply try to avoid answering the question and talking in generalities about why we need the government and how long it's been around and that you were born into it and just all these assertions about it.
Slavery was around for a long time, too. It didn't make it a good idea.
Right, and children were born into slavery as well.
I guess slavery was just a social contract.
Yes, it was. Well, actually, you could actually buy yourself out of slavery in that case.
Wow.
So
that I guess they had an advantage over us.
Yeah.
There's no escape for us.
Yeah, the amount never ends that the government demands from us, and it always increases. So I asked him about, you know, he brought up the idea of citizenship, and it insinuated that we were all citizens. And I said, well, all right, what's the definition of citizen? And he didn't know, of course.
I mean, I know the U.S. government says I'm one of their subjects.
Oh, they love to say it.
But, I mean, I just, I don't recall ever agreeing to be one of their subjects.
And that's a much better word, by the way, subject. It's much more accurate to what we are to them. And in fact, if you listen to a police scanner, you'll hear them refer to people as subjects, which is, to me, very revealing. They don't say, a citizen called in, we're looking for a citizen and on Main Street. No, they say subject. And that's
it
because
is accurate.
They're being truthful in that one instance. A citizen is someone who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. And he, when I mentioned that, he says, oh, well, you're going to say they don't have an obligation to protect. Yes, that is what I'm going to say, because that is what they say. That is what their Supreme Court says every time it comes up.
And not only are they not protecting us, they are actively doing American citizens harm.
Yes. And threatening us, and harming us, and destroying our homes, and destroying our lives, and destroying our freedoms.
And shooting random people down like dogs in the street while they're at it.
That's right.
And that's very different from, you know, their obligation to protect us. So
that's because there is no obligation to protect, because they are totally a criminal gang, and they are completely dishonorable. Even if they say they're going to do a thing, if they don't do it, they have no responsibility. There's no actual way to hold them responsible. And so, if you don't believe
me... Remember how they told Russia they weren't going to expand to NATO?
Mm-hmm. And continued after the end of the Soviet Union. So if you don't believe me, though, I mean, I can prove this point, that they have no obligation to protect you. Just go search for it on the internet. Put quotes around it, if you need to. No obligation to protect. And you will find court case after court case where people, they thought the government was there to protect them. They thought the police would come when they called them. They thought the cops had some sort of obligation to stop them from being raped and murdered. And you know what? It turns out they don't. And it turns out the Supreme Court has ruled this over and over. This isn't some one little, you know, one case, some obscure case from 100 years ago. No, this is over and over. It keeps coming up, and the Supreme Court keeps ruling the same way. It's like, no. Government has no obligation to protect you.
So it's like a contract. The only difference is that one side of the contract has no obligation to provide a product, but the other side of the product has an obligation to pay for that product and to pay whatever they say, whether he likes the product or not, whether he gets the product or not. He still has to pay. And pay and pay.
Oh, they're going to give it to you, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What is it they say? The government is there to provide service, and the media is there to provide lubrication.
Painfully true.
Yep. So that's the game. That's how it works. And what are we going to do about it? Well, that's really the important question. And of course, liberty-minded people should get to New Hampshire as soon as possible to get together so we actually have a chance to somehow end this insanity. Because if there are enough people who come together that understand these ideas, then they become unstoppable.
Huh.
But that's really the key. We have to have... numbers. We have to have that. That is what makes the whole difference. Whether we're talking about a civil disobedience movement or a political movement or non-cooperation, whatever we're talking about, numbers solves everything.
If you get enough people here, they'll be begging us to secede.
Indeed.
And I think this is more or less what Mark was getting at in his very first call. One of the statements he made was that, you know, realistically, he didn't put it in these terms, but every government that exists requires the passive consent of its subjects, right? If from a democratic government to your worst oligarchy to your monarchy, they all require the subjects to not rebel against it, or at the least to comply and obey.
That's because there's always more subjects than there are rulers.
Yes. And they need the soldiers to enforce that, and that's why they always pay the soldiers and the, you know, the enforcers of their decrees before they pay the peasantry. It's always been the same game. We're still dealing with kings now. We just call them something differently, and they still are doing the same crap they've always done. They've learned. I mean, they've evolved.
Oh, yeah.
They've learned that, oh, we can't just claim divine right to be kings,
right,
because that conflicts with their desire to see separation of church and state. So that instead, they just
that
become a church. Well, yes. Instead, they just became a church.
Without calling it that.
Yeah, and now they're like, oh, but look, we have separation of church and state. And to most people, they're like, yeah, that's great, because they don't realize that what we're dealing with is a religion. It's got everything you would expect to find in a religion. It's got the robed people. It's got the pews. It's got the emblems, the hymns, the chants.
That's right.
All of it. Everything that you would expect to find. It's even got there's only two people that you can 100% confess your crimes to and, you know, not have worry about them getting off: the priest and the attorneys.
Yep.
And there's significance in that the two professions on the entire planet are priests in different religions. And you can say anything you want to them, and it's confidential.
And all you need to know is that prosperity is sin. And if you sin, you're doomed to burn in the eternal fires of global warming.
The number here is 603-283-6160, and I think that what you point out there, Arya, is just so important for people to understand. Somehow the rose-colored glasses of the state need to be pulled off of people. And I understand some people aren't going to want to see it. People like Dan, for instance, who, you know, completely lost within that belief system. And, of course, the irony is so many people who love the state are themselves atheists. You know, they can
see
through.
And all they have to do is some quick Google searches. Look at pictures of the insides of churches, and then Google the insides of courtrooms, and compare the two sets of images. They're identical, man.
Oh, but the difference is we are the government, Arya. It's not a god. It's us.
Yeah, we are the god. Yes, that's
the
issue.
If you're the government, I've got a bone to pick with you.
That's exactly how it came into existence, though, is this whole... It's them allowing themselves to stroke their ego. It's like, I am God, because I am government, and government is God.
Yeah.
And they don't have the capacity to recognize that they're no longer atheists at all. They call themselves atheists, but they're not. They're self-worshippers. They believe themselves to be to have undergone apotheosis in the form of the state. And that by becoming part of the state, they become something greater than themselves. Right. They become the rulers of the universe.
I'm more than a man. I am the state.
Isn't apotheosis the process of becoming a pharmacist?
No.
Apothecary?
That's apothecariosis.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
The number if you want to join the show, 603-283-6160. Coming up, Elon Musk stirred it up last week, or I guess he bought the stock a few weeks ago, but then announced that he had bought over 9% of stock for Twitter, which he is constantly tweeting. He's a very popular tweeter on there, and of course he's also the world's wealthiest man, so he dropped $3 billion on, again, just over 9% of the stock, and as a result, the Twitter board of directors said, "Hey, Elon, we got a spot for you. You want to be on our board, right? Come on in." Well, he's made a decision about that. We'll tell you about it on the way. It's free time.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.